RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Health Radio. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, if you're going to get sick and you have to be admitted into the emergency room and then admitted into the hospital, new studies are saying you absolutely should try not to do that on a Saturday or a Sunday because hospital deaths seem to be higher on the weekend. I also would think that more people would be admitted on a weekend because that's when things happen, car accidents, and people are out partying or having barbecues and whatever. So patients have a heightened risk of death when they're admitted to the hospital on a weekend in several developed countries. And I would assume that that means the United States. I don't like to go on the weekends to a hospital. I try and keep my kids out of the hospital on weekends because usually our pediatrician isn't working on the weekends. So I don't like that. And, you know, that's when parents seem to be on their heightened sense of alert, trying not to let their kids get into trouble on the weekends. That's when we worry more. You know, they're not going out on school nights as much. And as far as us, you know, we don't really go out to dinner and such on the weeknights. It's the weekends. So that's when everybody sort of worries. And that's when you want to try and stay away from the hospitals because, you know, maybe the better doctors are just working weekday hours. The on-call doctors may be exhausted from long weeks. You know, there's no real reasoning. I mean, there's a couple of articles that are talking about this. And it's from England, and that they're saying that when it came to planned surgeries and patients admitted on the weekend, they were more likely to die within 30 days than those admitted on the weekdays in all the countries that were studied. So if you're scheduling elective surgery, or, you know, God forbid you have to go to the emergency room, you really want to try not to do that on the weekends. I mean, that's just really the main message here. Now, being that it's Shark Week, so on our second story here, you've been hearing about it on Facebook. It's all over the media. You know, Sharknado's been on all week. So we've got some information for you on how to prevent a shark attack. But you should know that while they are fearsome predators, humans are not usually the menu main course. More humans are killed or injured by dogs, bees, snakes, and a whole host of other animals, but they can be very dangerous. So here's a few little tips from me on how to prevent a shark attack. Although, living as I do in Chicago, we have a lake, so we're not so really worried about sharks here. Maybe a walleye or a muskie might jump up and bite your toe, but, you know, not so much. Anyway, stay out of shark-infested waters. Look for the flags. Heed your warnings. In coastal areas where sharks have been sighted, they'll have posted warnings. So, you know, look for those warnings. That's really good advice. Also, try not to swim at dusk or dawn in those kinds of areas because that's when they feed. So, I mean, these are really common sense kind of things. You want to avoid swimming near fishing activity because sharks come in, and this one makes a lot of sense. Sharks come in to feed and they see a net full of fish and they come in. Remember in Jaws, that shark came because he was chumming, you know, come chum some of this shit. That's what he said. So try and stay away from where you see fishing boats. Don't swim in those areas. And, you know, if there's a lot of sewage, because again, sharks are, they're not bottom feeders, but they're going to feed on whatever's there and available. So those are some really good tips. Stay out of those shark-infested waters, and you should have a great Shark Week. Watch it on the History Channel, or Planet Earth, or one of those. It's much more interesting. So thanks so much for listening, and we have a great show coming up. That's not what I meant to say, but, you know, stay tuned.